Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Come on, take me to the letter.
Come on, we'll hear this letter, Shirley.
Strawberry letter, 23.
Ooh, this letter. Okay. All right, subject. Not ready for this. Pregnant by my son-in-law. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 47-year-old attorney who is 7 months pregnant. I have 3 daughters that are grown, married, and have professional careers. My youngest daughter just moved back home with her husband because they are in the process of moving into a new home. One night I was home alone and my oldest daughter's husband came over to pick something up for his wife. One thing led to another and we had sex. We repeated our actions several more times. Close to our final time having sex, the husband of my daughter that's living with me accidentally walked into my room and caught us. This was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. My daughter and son-in-law weren't supposed to be home. Nevertheless, my son-in-law didn't tell his wife, and he said that he didn't tell anyone else. However, he did approach me to discuss this incident. I am shameful of what happened next, but I ended up pleasuring him too. A month after this incident, I went to the doctor and found out that I was pregnant. I'm not sure which one of my sons-in-law is the father of my unborn child. My husband is already suspicious about my pregnancy because he got fixed about 3 years ago. Steve, I don't know what to do.
Steve.
It's right there. I don't want to break up my family. Too late. Too late. Too late. We can't help you. I mean, you've already completely destroyed your family. You've already done it. And the damage you've done with your selfishness, with your lust, going after your daughter's husband, it's going to leave some lifelong scars. I mean, really, how could you? How could you do this? I don't get it. Your daughters, two of them? I think you're morally corrupt. You didn't just do it one time. You kept going back for more. Even one time is horrible, of course. But you wouldn't stop. This is crazy. Did you say you were sorry for your path of destruction you caused? No, you didn't even say one time in this letter. And how are you at 47, an attorney, obviously educated, but not smart enough to at least use some protection so you wouldn't get pregnant? And now you're pregnant. And you don't even know who the father is. Are you 47, really? I'm just so sorry that you're bringing a baby into this mess. I mean, the best that you can hope for is that God above will forgive you. Steve?
Protection ain't even an issue here.
No, but still.
What is your ass doing? Mm-hmm. First of all, you said I'm a 47-year-old attorney. Let's just start this letter off the right. You're a 47-year-old stupid attorney. You're stupid. You're stupid, you're trifling, you're raggedy. What the hell were you ever even thinking about? See, this is when a woman really throws me into something. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. You got your, this daughter of yours moved into the house, her and her husband, because they finna get a new home. Mm-hmm. So they wasn't supposed to be there. So one day your oldest daughter, this the one that got married first, came over to pick up something for his wife. One thing led to another. We had sex. Let's stop right here.
Yeah.
What is the one thing that leads to the other thing where you start to screwing your son-in-law who is married to your oldest daughter?
Right.
What is the one thing that got said here that led to something else to where y'all had sex? What is that thing that gets said? I want to know what that is. Because I've yet to hear those words in my life. Mm. So now I'm stuck right there. We repeated our actions several more times. Close to our final time having sex, the husband of my daughter that was living with accidentally walked in my room and caught us. I'm a little curious about this too. How does a guy accidentally walk in to you and your husband's bedroom? Mm-hmm. What grown ass man mm-hmm. breaches this no trespassing
exactly.
sign?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand me, man? She's dog, for real. So
worst.
It's a lot going on in this family. I don't get all this moving back in. So what? You getting a new damn house? You ain't coming back over here. But I ain't even mentioned the fact and all of this is going on while you have a husband.
Yeah, she's married.
See, that's what's really the cold mm-hmm. part to me. Let me see if I can get one more thing in here. I ain't got the time. I'm just starting to get the feeling here. Let me just save it for the rest of it. That's all. I'll be back.
Okay. All right, 12 after. Oh, Lord. But come on, Steve. Let's go with part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter.
Okay. Now,
she's too old for this.
Now, after the dude caught him, nevertheless, my son-in-law didn't tell his wife, and he said he didn't tell anyone. However, he did approach me to discuss the incident.
Mm.
I am shameful of what happened next, but I ended up pleasing him, too. Mm. Only thing I can say is how this conversation went was, look here, I might have to tell somebody, but you know, unless you do me, I might have to tell somebody. And one thing I got to get this attorney credit for, she really know how to shut a man up. This attorney is good at shutting men up. Because you got two son-in-laws that got over there just as quiet as they can be. About this here, I'm sleeping with my wife and her mama.
This is too much.
Now,
what's wrong with her?
Now you're pregnant and you ain't sure which one of your sons-in-laws is the father of the unborn child. Like, it didn't matter. My husband is already suspicious about my pregnancy because he got fixed about 3 years ago. Your husband is a damn fool.
Talk.
Suspicion? Let me explain something to you. If I get fixed and then my wife get pregnant, what is we finna be suspicious about?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know how real folks handle it. Your whole family dysfunctional.
She's a mess.
Then, let me just say this here. The third son-in-law has got to be sitting there sucking his thumb, just wondering when is his shot at the promised land coming.
Who got next?
Because, see, he's sitting up there like he on the sideline of a basketball game, just watching them run it.
Yes,
now, my question is, Shirley, will you grow up a little bit and go somewhere?
Well, I grow up.
You quit acting like an attorney, girl.
Well, I grow up. What about this woman in this
How
letter?
Long have you wanted your daughter's husbands? What the hell is wrong with you? How much approval do you need to justify that being an attorney obviously ain't enough in your life?
Okay, thank you, Steve. But we do have to go. Please, please, please join me today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time for our Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook. We'll talk about today's letter, and I'll have my fresh strawberry pick of the week, and we'll talk about trending topics as well.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.